Okay, so let's have a look at the first function of a human resource manager. And the first function is HRP, or human resource planning. And what this does, it identifies the future staffing needs of a business and plans to have the right number of staff with the right skills at the right time. It is also known as manpower planning. So this can be used as a form of plan when we look at that section. So to prepare a HR plan, or a human resource plan, the following steps must be followed. So there are four steps that a HR manager will do in this function of HR planning. And step number one is to audit the present human resource levels, or what skills do the employees have in the workforce at the moment. The second step is to forecast the future needs of the business. So what staff do we need to have in the future? So staff numbers can rise and fall due to expansion, mergers, and new technology. Natural waste then is where staff leave the business due to retirement or take up new jobs. Businesses need to plan HR carefully so that they always have skilled staff. So if you think around Christmas time, a lot of businesses will take on more staff because it's going to be busy. So they'll be planning for that a couple of months beforehand. The next step, step number three, is to monitor the level of the labour turnover. So labour turnover refers to the number of employees leaving a business. Now, a certain level of labour turnover is good because it means new people are going to come in. So they're going to come in with new skills and new expertise, which is good for a business. But high turnover is not good because staff need to be replaced. And if they need to be replaced, then the business needs to train them, which can be costly. So they might have invested time and money into a previous employee. And if they left the business, well, then they're going to have to go through that process again of recruiting them, selecting them, training them up. High turnover can be caused by poor recruitment. So they need to look at the recruitment process. Staff not being taken on, poor pay, discrimination or poor industrial relations. So the relation between the employee and the employer is not good. So the employee is going to leave for that reason. And the last step then is to prepare the plan. So this is achieved by training staff, promoting staff, maybe redeploying staff within the organization to a vacant job, recruiting new staff from outside the business, or you might have to let people go, for example, natural wastage or redundancies. So what you need to know from the first function of HR management, which is your HR planning. So the four steps are audit the present human resources, forecast future human resources, monitor the labor turnover, and prepare a HR plan.